Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
I'm somebody who can get tired of all the things that are supposed to help me not be tired. And I'm just wondering if we have too much productivity.
Well, I should be riding. I should be working on my craft.
So hi there, welcome to I Should Be Writing. This is a podcast for wannabe fiction writers. I'm your host, Mer Lafferty. My pronouns are she, her, and I have been doing this since 2005, since I had sold nothing, and now I'm having my sixth book come out this October. This podcast is streamed live on Twitch Tuesday, Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, or you can subscribe at Merverse.com or your favorite podcatcher and listen to it a little bit after the fact. We're going to do a shorter episode, and then we're going to go into the, what do we end up calling it? Just the fabulous BarCon, the Merverse BarCon? I can't remember. We're calling it the BarCon, where we relax a little bit and chat a little bit more. If you want to participate in that, you can arrive live, or if you just want to hear it, you can support the Patreon at patreon.com/mightymer. I am trying to come up with a better opening that is more streamlined and less awkward. I've only been doing this for 17 years. You can't expect me to know what I'm doing. Anyway. So yes, that's me. Unfortunately, I've had, I don't know if I need to talk to my doctor or what, but I've had some pretty bad brain weasel ADHD days again. I thought I was kind of coming out of it last week. Like, I had bad early days and then things got better. And now I'm kind of all over the place, so I've not written yet today. I did get a lot of little things done. And, for example, if you're watching, you're not looking at the mess that was the guest room where I stream anymore, because I've fixed the green screen and the lights and have a pretty background. If you're curious, it looks like The Matrix, or it looks like the mirror behind Neo in The Matrix, as I think Summer said. So, as for good news, we like to do good news here. If you have good news, please email me. If you want me to talk about it on the next stream, we are doing team rejection numbers. I guess the only good news is monetary. I got a payment from something I can't talk about, which was kind of nice. Numbers Ninja probably knows what I'm talking about. But that was a happy thing. Also, I'm probably close to hiring someone to do a lot of my social media and some of my email triage and stuff like that I'm still kind of flailing at. So that's good news for me. If y'all have any good news in the chat, please let me know. Everyone's joining the giveaway, so I'm having trouble finding all my good news is tentative and or secret. Thank publishing. Well, you know what? Kids are asleep. It's nice that there's a promise of good news. My job requires authorization to do any kind of work outside work. Anyway, I received approval to be able to submit my writing to places without it being an issue with my employer. That's great. Permission to sell writing. That's pretty awesome. We'll hit the yay button for all those. Oh good, the yay button works. Fix that. I told you, I have been working on this thing. I have. Shauna got new laptop and brought Scrivener. Yay me, and I will likely finish the first draft of a short story tonight. That's awesome. That's very cool. I got COVID, got better. Oh man, sorry. I'm so sorry. I hope you continue to improve and don't hit anything long term. Started writing for the day. Shards, are you just gonna write during every every stream? I'm not offended. I'm just baffled that you can write while listening to other people talk. My good news, I've discovered the massive difference between good quality crafting tools make. Yeah, that's true. I need to sharpen all my chef's knives because you actually have a bigger chance of hurting yourself with dull knives than really sharp knives. I write with the TV on in the background or music. Yeah, I can do that, but it's, I don't know. It's all in your brain what you can turn on or turn off, so you do you. So we hit the yay button one more time. For all the yays, we're going to try to hit the yay button. We're going to fail at hitting the yay button. There we go. I find listening to you calming. Oh, that's sweet. Thank you. Yeah, I like soundtracks, or I don't often make playlists for my books, but there are some songs I do equate with what I'm writing, and so I do a, I guess it's just never enough songs to feel like a playlist, but yeah. Yes, the good thing about ADHD when you can successfully multitask where other people can't. So I guess we'll get to our main topic. I tried to do a challenge to not buy anything fun in January. Of course, I had to buy, you know, food and stuff, but didn't spend a lot of money on fun stuff. And my friend Megan posted that she just got her Hobonichi planner in, and she was excited. And I said, oh no, that's a planner I haven't heard of. And the Hobonichi is a Japanese Japanese planner that is comes with many different covers and a couple of different layouts. And it's the kind of book that can fold flat when you open it up. And apparently they're very, very popular. And I learned that there's people like doing what they say the Hobonichi method is. And I thought, I want that. And I went shopping, and it's really expensive to import, obviously. And then normally I would want to go to the site of the creator instead of Amazon, but I think in this case, I'd rather pay like $60 for an overpriced planning system than the like over $100 it would have cost me to buy the thing and ship it here. And then I stopped myself. It was like my willpower for the week. I spent it all on that. And I said, I have so many blank books around here. And I joked on Twitter that if you start writing a blank book and you stop and then you pick the book up later and you see this writing in it, then it's impure. It's impure. It's been soiled and you need a new one. That was only slightly a joke, because that's kind of how my brain feels when I get it. Another planning thing I was going to do is bring in a couple of the planners that I'm working on, but it would just be me holding it up like this. So I'll save you that. But I bought the, I have the to-do list here, the instructions here. The Clever Fox Planner. And it's very pretty, and it's got a system to help you track your goals and be working on things. See, that's what some goal-setting things don't talk about, which is once you have your goal, you have to figure out what you can put in your everyday routine to achieve those goals. And I think that's where I often fall down. So I was excited, and I'm not using it. And it's starting to become that thing that all it does is make me feel vaguely uncomfortable and guilty that I'm not using it. It came with stickers. I like stickers. I like the fact that it is encouraging you to take your goals and break them down and put them into your thing. But I guess I feel like my complaints with the snowflake method, where you're writing the same thing over and over again. So I write, like, here's what I want to accomplish this week. And then here's my priority for this week. And then here's my to-do list for this week. I'm like, what am I missing? Do I have to write that down? Are those supposed to be different things? Are they the same thing? Is one of the things supposed to be big and the other thing's broken down? I don't know. And with all that, it honestly didn't look like there was anywhere to just put a list. And as much as I really love these systems that promise to work, I'm really thinking that going back to the legal pad and the D20 is the way to go. I think it was Firewriter who turned me on to the ADHD person on TikTok who's got a planner coming out. She also uses dice rolling, which I thought was really funny. But I have found that taking the executive function problem out of my to-do list gets a lot more done. The only problem is, you know, I know what I have to get done first, and I don't always do it. Hence today. So, I wanted to go over a couple of these things because a lot of people use them for really good effect. And I believe that some of those people are good artists, or at least good with penmanship, calligraphy, and or just patience. Because I've tried to do the bullet journals with me building everything. You know, like, I'll make a grid that's my calendar for the month. And I even tried to, like, put some shadows on them to make them look like boxes. And then I was done, and I'm like, I don't want to look at this again. I've spent far too much time on just making it. This is not helping me be productive. So yes, I know, Shauna, I gotta make this system that works for me. Don't let the industry make you feel guilty for not using their thing. Their method failed you, not the other way around. True. I fully agree. My problem is that I keep believing them when they say their thing will work for me, and I keep wasting money. I've bought, crap. That's the problem of cleaning up. I took all the blank books out of here and put them back in my office. You might have seen it. I think it often had ads on. I saw it on ad on Instagram, where they have this sort of RPG planner, where you have to approach your goal like you're an RPG character, and it's an adventure. And I love the concept. And I opened it up, and I wrote down my goal, and I read a couple of pages, and I didn't pick it up again. There's something between here and literally using the book that doesn't exist for me. There's no connection. Now when I look at that pretty, it's got a pearly pink cover. It's very nice. When I just look at the Clever Fox book, I feel guilty, slightly nauseated, and just thinking if I open it up, how many blank days am I going to have to show how little I tracked? While clearly, I'm okay with writing stuff down, because I've made a big list of things I had to do, and then I put little arrows beside them indicating I needed to make a list there. So I've got lists and sublists. I'm writing stuff down, and I'm using them, and it's not in the fancy planner. So I was a good girl and very brave, and I did not pick up any more Hobonichi stuff. I just put them all on my wish list. But my thinking was I was going to go get, was going to look at what the Hobonichi method was. And if I could recreate that in my own, one of these journals I have, then I could justify buying one. One interesting thing the Hobonichi offers, and I really like this, and it would be really cool if I used it, is called a 5-year planner, where there each page is split into 5 spots. And so you put the date at the top, and so today's February 3rd. I write February the 3rd at the top. February 3rd at the top. And then in the 2022 box, I would write whatever happened or however I felt, whatever, just something about today. And then next year when it rolls around, it's February 3rd, I'll write in the next box below it. And then it's a 5-year tracking system. And I just thought that was so cool. I think I also tried to do that with one of my blank books and did not pick it up again. Still a cool idea. I think one of you guys mentioned time blocking. I think time blocking has probably worked the best for me than anything else. When I just say, I try to say, my morning is writing and my afternoon is escape pod work or podcast admin stuff. I bought the time blocking planner and I didn't use it. It's just, I don't know. Sean is right. I should not be feeling bad. I need to find the thing that works for me. And I think I might actually draw up an attractive Run Your Life by the D20 program. I'll write it out. I'll make it. I'll test it. I'll give it to a couple of you guys and test it. And then I'll sell it on Etsy and make $1 million. That's my plan. Yes. A planner designed by Evilmer? Oh, that would be one of the really expensive ones. Encouraging you to write everything down. And there would be one that is for every single different creative flavor. So if you're more than one, like Ursula, then you have to buy them all. And, it's going to be a place for your affirmations every morning, but there's also going to play a place to put your fears and doubts in writing, and it's going to encourage you to use heavy black pen with the fears and the doubts and put them at the top of the page. I don't think it would work well. I don't think it would sell. Except to sadists. It would sell to people who think that Rick from Rick and Morty is a role model. They would buy it. Bullet journaling is for people who can organize their stuff, not for me. Interesting. But so many people, especially with ADHD, talk about it like it's a lifesaver. The How To ADHD woman even got Riley What's-His-Face, who invented the bullet journal, on her podcast to talk about ADHD and the bullet journal method and everything. So, I don't know. Toby Bacall has a very minimalist approach to bullet journaling. I have read his blog post about it. I've tried his things. Things that I like are the pages of calls that I'm owed, calls I need to make, money I'm owed. Those are all good. But, again, I didn't use it. I think maybe I don't like to commit. When I just write my to-do list on a piece of crappy paper, I can cross stuff off and make it messy, and when I'm done with the list, I can throw it away. I don't know. The problem with bullet journaling was I couldn't easily resist the desire to make everything neat and perfect, even though no one else would see it but me. It became too time-consuming, and it never felt perfect enough. I'm also an ADHD person who's tried bullet journaling and had it fail them. I'm sorry, Sario, but I get it. And every time I hear something new about it, Who is this person in my head who thinks, I guess it is the ADHD child who hears about a new hobby and wants to do everything, wants to buy every accessory and do every single thing involved with it. But no, I think lists plus a D20 is the way to go for me. The guy who invented it didn't intend on it being perfect, and pretty much every neurotypical saw the method and went, I'm going to make this the prettiest thing ever and make everyone feel bad about their attempts. Oh, not on purpose, I'm sure. Yeah, it's hard using pretty books for lists, so scrap paper it is. I had somebody build, like, they bound a book for me, and they gave it to me at a con, and they said, I know you're going to be afraid to write in this, but please write in it. There's nothing written in it. This was many years ago. Bullet journaling isn't for everyone, and bullet journal is my nickname. I thought it would work. You know, that's a good, I would assume the same thing. But yeah, I was going to look up the Hobonichi thing. See, it reminded me a little bit of the bullet journal. It's just the books are different. And I still think it would be worth it to buy like a Hobonichi book just because it lays flat and it you can get a cute dog cover. But, okay, here's Sakura 0513 says her Hobonichi is super simple because she isn't strong in the drawing field. She writes her to-dos list along the timeline, colors it with red once she's completed it, does checkboxes to write important tasks for the day, and write down what she felt on the right side. She used to use between several notebooks, but with this method, she was able to compactly write them all in one book. It's a method that seems easy to continue because it's simple. That makes sense. Diaries, record keeping. Yeah, it doesn't look like there's a whole big plan. Plan is not the word I want. It looks a lot like bullet journaling without all the rules. Oh well. So yeah, I think Hobonichi is the kind of thing that's it can work. it might work. But I'm not sure it would work for me. It's very flexible is I think what I'm trying to say. Ow. I fractured my finger a couple of months ago and it still has its moments. Write in that pretty notebook. Stop waiting for the right moment or the right idea, the inspiration, because it's never gonna come. Right you are. Oh yeah, first thought was the cuckoo was off, then remembered time zones. What's funny is when I asked my husband if we could have the cuckoo running again, he said it was working, but it wasn't working on the right hour. And I never look at the cuckoo clock, I just hear it throughout the house, so didn't realize it was off a couple of hours. But now it's right. Yeah, so I think what I really need to do is take all of my books and like lock them up, except for one. And then I won't get confused about which book has what in it. Because I kind of wanted to go think like, I'm going to keep this one on the desk where I stream and take notes for show notes. And I'm going to use this one for book thoughts. And then, you know, then I forget which one's which again. I'm probably far enough removed to tell you this. I'm a little ashamed of it. But when I was working on Book Burners was the first Realm/Serial Box project. And we worked on a team. So we had, it was kind of like a workshop where when people would critique your stories and talk about how they fit in with the greater whole and what you should do to edit them. And I would take very careful notes during the call. And then when it was time for me to start to edit, finding those notes, it was hit and miss. Sometimes I did, sometimes I didn't. I'm not proud. But it's true. Because I am a sucker for it, I'm going to say if you guys have any other methods of keeping track of things, let me know. I'm probably very willing to try it. Right now, I'm going to be testing out Hobonichi just because. And then I'll probably work on developing my D20 plan. Before we go to Stream Raiders, I'm going to go ahead and cut the podcast off here, and then we'll do Stream Raiders and BarCon. So thank you for listening to I Should Be Writing. If you want to get in touch with me, you can email mightymur@gmail.com or find me on Twitter @mightymur, support the Patreon @mightymur. I'm also on Ko-fi, mightymur, and I'm kind of all over the place. Yeah, my books are in the bookstores or orderable. I was about to say the word orderable. That is, which can be ordered online. I don't talk this good in books, don't worry. You can find my books online, you can find my podcasts wherever you download podcasts, and I'll be back on Monday streaming, or Tuesday with another I Should Be Writing. So, y'all take care, be kind, stay warm with the next big storm coming, and see you next week, because you should be writing. I Should Be Writing is available to you under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Theme music by John Anilio. Art by Numbers Ninja. Production by Summer Brooks. And hosting by Libsyn. Find all of this information and more at Merverse.com. And remember, we can't do this without you. Thanks for your support. Doctor Who. I'm sitting home watching Doctor Who.